Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for late March 2025. I'm Jen, and your Audi knows a lot about Transformers.
And I'm David 17. It's been kind of a day.
We have been enjoying our various media.
Yes, we have.
I am actually... I'm waiting until tomorrow night to watch the end of season two of Severance so that I can record a podcast. And I swear to God, internet, if you spoil anything tomorrow, I'm going to throw rocks. I'm just staying.
Just avoid everything. And well, most of where I see it talked about is on Mastodon, and everybody there's spoilers.
Yeah, people there spoiler tag things. So I'm just going to have to stay off Blue Sky, and I'm going to have to not read Gizmodo, which is one of the things that I tend to read every day, you know, when I'm sitting down and catching up on things. And yeah, I'm just going to have to sit out there think pieces for the weekend. So yes, we have...
Or wake up really early tomorrow or something, whatever.
Maybe. I don't know if I want to watch that and then go to work. So I know you don't know anything about Severance,
yeah.
But I would describe it...
I know the very basics in that it's people leaving double lives because of the Severance thingamabob.
I will just describe it as being like The Prisoner meets The Office.
Ooh, that's a good... Well, I've never actually seen The Prisoner other than, like, a random episode. Well, I tried to watch the new version, and it just didn't feel right, and I've never gotten around to watching the original, despite how short it... Maybe I'll watch it
someday. Oh, you should.
The Office?
Yeah, it's not super long. It's, yeah.
I don't like The Office at all.
Well, it's not funny like The Office, but it's that kind of aesthetic.
Yeah.
I think some... I was reading...
Which is better for psychological horror?
I was reading something as being... calling it, like, fetishization of office life. I'm like, okay, calm down. But yes. Mm. So...
Well, no, that's what The Office is.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, Severance is a little more dystopian.
Meanwhile, I literally just got back from watching Mickey 17, and it was great.
I might have to go see that this weekend, because I'm sure people who regularly listen to our podcasts are aware that I had a long and contentious relationship with the theater in the town where I used to live. But now I live in a town that also has a small theater, but it's independently owned, and tickets are like $10 for... like primetime showings. So I'm going to be a little more inclined to go see more movies now.
I didn't care about the price. I just wanted to go see a movie. And with popcorn, it was $25. Which is... Normally, I try to go to, like, the Saturday matinees or thing. On Tuesday, usually they're cheaper. But it's today. So I just want to go see a movie. I want to go see a movie. I saw a movie.
Well, maybe I will go see it this weekend and then we can discuss it. And then I will force you to watch Severance.
If it wasn't on Apple, I would probably be quicker to jump on it.
Well, I know of ways, so I will just leave that. So anyway, there is Transformers stuff going on. Not a whole lot in the last week.
What?
No, couple weeks. We're trying to get back on a regular schedule.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because last time was big stuff. More things were announced. The main thing now, well, some things have been announced, but it's more just lots and lots of toys are showing up in stores.
Yes. So as for actual news, Lyokaiser has now been funded with all three tiers unlocked.
Yay.
So that is cool.
Stand.
So they are, I guess at this point, they are starting to look at, like, little extra stuff. They have said that Death Cobra will have thigh swivels.
Ooh, fancy.
Because apparently his original, the way they engineered him, like his transformation made him where his thighs needed to fold in a way where swivels would be a problem. But they have decided to reevaluate that engineering so he can have thigh swivels. So,
yay.
So good for him.
Bigger, sexier thighs.
So do you, like... I was thinking, so today I decided on my lunch break, for my lunch break viewing, I went back and actually, for the first time, actually watched the episode of Victory with Death Cobra in it. His one episode where he gets murdered.
That is one of the handful of episodes I've watched the entire episode of.
Uh-huh.
And yes, but admittedly it was years ago.
At one point, a couple years ago, not that long ago, but a couple years ago, I decided to start watching through all of Victory when I was on overnight shifts at work, and I made it through maybe 9 episodes. So a lot of the drama of our buddy Batch Taster, but they didn't get to Death Cobra. And then the episodes I had on VHS back in the 90s were from late, like at the end of the run. So I had not seen that episode yet. I think my pie in the sky thing would be if it overfunds to the point where they start looking at extras they can budget in, I think they should come with Clipper. The girl Micromaster.
Oh.
Because the others, I mean, Star Saber came with some Micromasters. With Death Source, well, they actually... Well, yeah, the one Star Saber came with...
Were they stretch goals originally?
Ah, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. I think the first two were.
Yeah.
Star Sabers were.
For Star Saber, they were.
And then with Death Sources, they basically just made so much that they, you know, it overfunded to the point where they were like, yeah,
just throw in some extras.
We can fit in some Micromasters. Because the ones that came with Star Saber were just redecos of ones that were regular releases anyway.
Yeah.
But
the ones, they were heavily remolded, so one of them became a boat with,
Well, no, the ones that came with Death Source were the ones that were...
Yeah, that's what I mean, the ones that Death Source were.
Yeah.
Like half, they made new toys out of the little guys, as many toys are now. They're like half remolded.
So I think, and I mean, she is in that one episode a lot. So I think it would, you know, the one episode with Death Cobra. So I think it would be really cool if they came with her so that Hellbat could pin his murder on her and Holy.
Oh my god, that would be great.
So, I mean, we'll see. It is... I want to say someone was saying that they hadn't even added the Japanese numbers in yet.
Maybe? I thought there was like they were adding foreign numbers in like slowly in chunks.
Maybe that's what they're doing. We're going to see a big boost at the end because these, I don't know what the mentality is of people who wait for crowdfunding things to fund and then they get in on it.
Well, it's like, oh, I only want to buy it if I know it's funded, or they're figuring out funds before they can afford it, especially with something this big.
I mean, that could be it too. I'm selling off some stuff to justify that purchase, considering the other purchases I have made in the last 6 months. Cough, cough, a house. But I mean, God, I have so much stuff. It's not that hard to find things. So, I mean, you remember we went to TFCon and I just threw a bunch of stuff in a box and had like 400 Canadian before you knew it.
Yeah.
So it's not too hard to find toys to flip, but still, fingers crossed.
It was easy for me last time because I had a box full of things still in boxes.
Yeah, that helps.
Probably
too.
Have some more. Well, yeah, half of it was like old animated stuff and movies. The other half was movie stuff.
People love animated stuff.
From like the second or third?
So that's going to be my hope, is that he overfunds, he or they. I feel, personally, here's my controversial fandom take, is that all combiners should be referred to as plural they pronouns.
Yes. Do we not already do that?
No.
I guess we don't.
I don't think.
Devastator's Heat, Stunicon's Heat. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, Victorion, it's she, but that's... Yeah. I think all combiners should be plural they pronouns.
Yeah.
But also in this case, it's them as in a set. I think they should come with Clipper. We'll see. Fingers crossed. I'm probably getting a little too ambitious, but I mean, we did get sudden surprise mystery Micromasters last time. So other little bits and blobs of news. It looks like there's going to be another wave of the TF1 blockies. So that's fun.
Maybe I'll eventually see blockies. I tried to find more this week and they don't exist here.
I have found them. My local comic shop has been getting them. So that's fun. And then
my comic shop doesn't really do toys.
FYE up at the mall, which is a little bit of a drive, but
shit,
they have
them. I never
them.
Even thought about that.
But I think they're, like everything at FYE, I think they're a little overpriced. I think they might be $10 for the regular
box. It'd be
nice
to see them.
But yeah, it would be cool to see them.
Shoot, I wish you'd brought that up earlier, because I could have gone to... Well, maybe I could go to the mall on the weekend. I don't know.
Good luck. Fingers crossed.
I haven't been to FYE in forever.
Yeah, the one at the mall I went to see Gundam Jeequox at has an FYE. And yeah, they have a bunch of actually, for those who aren't aware, FYE had a bunch of not just the blockies, like what we think of as the blockies, but the bigger kits too. They had a bunch of the bigger, like Rise of the Beasts kits. They had a TF1 Sentinel Prime that I was very tempted by, but I did get the, like, Prime Changers one, and I felt like that was sufficient Sentinel Prime for me. But yes, yeah, so the ones that the company has shown off so far is a Shockwave and a Soundwave, which is pretty cool, because that Soundwave is a really good Soundwave design. So I'm not sure who else is going to be in the line. I guess maybe it's just going to be mostly Decepticons. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if they could do an Arachnid because they seem so determined to not do females.
Yeah.
Apparently, this was something that showed up in a Discord chat, but Blockies does have, like, they posted some promotional image that was like, Blockies female! And they had one that was just like a generic female humanoid body type, and it was
because they do make
female
other things
blockies.
That are not Transformers, but yeah,
yes. So maybe, even though she doesn't, like, the one that they showed, just, I don't know, it doesn't look that different, but we'll see. Maybe we will start actually getting some female characters in blockies other than the, like I said, I know, like, the bigger model kit style ones, they have an RC from Rise of the Beasts. So it's not that they're pretending females don't exist. No. It's just, I guess they, we'll see. We'll see what else they show off.
Well, they're mostly just doing G1 cartoons, which means eventually they should do a wave of all the female Autobots that Shockwave can't catch.
That would be cute. Just a Shockwave in that wave, and then everyone else is just Alita 1 and Moonracer and Firestar and Chromia and etc., etc. So, yep, that is off in the future still, though, because all we've seen is, like, two Grayscale teaser images. Also, way off in the future to the point where it's not actually officially announced yet, speaking of things that cost approximately the price of a house, Robosyn Devastator.
Oh, God, yeah. It's not even the... Well, there's also... Blocky's Devastator also.
Yes. I think that's going to be the like, bigger model kit style ones, which are still... I've heard good things about them. Like I said, I haven't gotten one yet, but I've heard good things. But yeah, there's going to be a Devastator.
There's also like a third-party Devastator, but there's the third-party Devastator every year or two.
Yes.
But yes, the RoboSend one, like, how? Like, because I saw they had a scrapper or so. I think it was a scrapper. That, like, it transformed from robot to vehicle. It's like, are they all going to merge together that way? What?
Like, how do they...
It's going to be so huge and expensive.
How do they do that?
And unwieldy?
So, yeah, it's going to be so much money.
Like, I've seen, like, videos of people having, like, Optimus and Megatron and Grimlock transform on their kitchen island and, like, trying to catch them before they fall off. Like, just the idea of somebody doing that with a Devastator and it hits a light and falls over and crushes a small animal. What
the fuck? I feel like we're getting to the point of that third party. You've seen that third party Metroplex, haven't you?
Yes, it's the, like, Metroplex that needs to pay rent.
The size of an actual child.
The size of a small adult. I think it's like 4'6" or something.
You can put him in your passenger seat and drive in the HOV lane.
Yeah, if you can get him in there, he's really wide. But yeah, like, the RoboSend things on their own are neat. They're a conversation piece. They're big.
Yeah.
But the Devastator out of that is going to be insane.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
I don't know who it's for.
I guess, well, it's for very rich children.
Yes.
I guess it depends on whether they're actually, like, to scale with everyone else. Because if they didn't bother with scale and made you could make them a reasonable size, but the parts count and engineering would still be
absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, engineering-wise, there is a minimum size, presumably, for what you can do. I guess the scrapper might be like half the size of Optimus, and still, that's going to be a huge Devastator.
The number $6,000 pops into my head, and I'm just, yeah, six. We don't know how much it'll be, but yeah.
I don't even want to know how much the other RoboSends are. It's like, no, I know none it's out of my us, range, and I don't care.
None of us are buying that. No one we know is buying that. It's a lot. It's a whole lot.
Hmm.
So yeah, not much other news other than that. It kind of, I guess, Toy Fair.
Was there anything else?
There's a whole bunch of pre-orders, which I put under the shipping report.
Yeah. TFCon LA had, what was the... The green cat that's from, like, a German Transformers comic. I forget what they're calling him now.
Oh, okay.
The toy's called Shadow Fang.
Okay.
Yeah, what the fuck was his name? It was a green Ravage.
I do not even remember that. I mean, I remember seeing something about the toy, but I do not remember.
No, that design is from... Oh, Black Cat. That's why I can't remember it, because it's a name that doesn't fit.
But it's Green Cat.
The official name of the Green Ravage is Black Cat.
That's not... You can't... Oh. That's not right.
Well, because Ravage is already taken, and he's the Black Cat.
Why can't they just call it a Green Cat?
Because a Green Cat isn't the thing. Black Cat is the thing.
I mean, yes, I have one on my desk as we speak. But... No, I reject
Jade
this.
Jaguar was right there.
Oh, that would have been good. That would have been a million times better.
Yeah.
So anyway, apparently other people's Walmarts have gotten piles and piles of new stuff this over the past week or two.
Well, I wouldn't call it piles, but I did find some of the new ones, which is rare for me. To
Did
get some
you?
Of the early stuff.
I went to mine yesterday because I just needed to pick up, like, padded envelopes and, yeah. See, I...
Yeah, I saw...
So you saw my boys.
Yes, I saw two of your boys and a wasp. Oh,
you saw my dumb boys.
And I brought the wasp.
My dumb boys. You didn't see Solus Prime?
No. It was just those three. There was, like, two of each of the boys and one wasp, and I grabbed the wasp.
Huh. I've heard someone saying that they didn't see, that they thought Solus Prime might be short-packed, but that absolutely wouldn't make sense with that wave, because you would otherwise have to make her up with an extra Wasp, and Wasp is absolutely going to be the shelf warmer of this.
Yeah.
Because you can't pack one of the boys extra, because there's a set number of them.
I know, but that might be the silly thing. I don't know. I just know
that. But it just may be.
I assumed there was a fourth one in the wave. I just forgot who it was supposed to be.
It may just be that lots of people like Solus Prime in your area. But yeah, I need to go check out the Walmart near work, but the one in my town, sadly, I was hoping. I had a dream that the Walmart here was going to be better than the one in my old town, just because one time I found like 3 Velocitron Cosmoses there. But sadly, it does not seem to be so. But yeah, the Age of the Primes deluxes have shown up there. So that's Solus Prime, Wasp, and Air Raid and Slingshot, the boys who absolutely not be left unsupervised.
I feel like I didn't actually check, but this might be the smallest deluxe I have.
I mean, do you have that cliff jumper? I mean, not animated, but do you have the like cliff jumper and?
I have the Bumblebee. Regular Bumblebee. He's in vehicle mode somewhere. Yeah, the Penny Racer one. I think he's taller. Let me go find out.
You gonna check? You gonna check and see? Right this second.
Vehicle mode, they're basically the same size, but I think the Bumblebee's... keep talking while I transform him back, as soon as I remember how.
There are also Studio Series Voyagers at Walmart. That is the Fall of Cybertron Ironhide. And for all of the people who really, really love Sentinel Prime, the Voyager Sentinel Prime... and I have been to an artist's alley at a convention since Transformers 1 came out, and I know that certain people, really love Sentinel Prime. There is...
He has a really neat fascist design that's unfortunately fascist, but is really cool.
He does have a good design, and I think he's just that kind of, like, villain that people like to fantasize about getting tied up and abused.
Yeah, he's the handsome villain. He's your Homelander or whatever the fuck.
There are people who saw in that first trailer him getting all like tentacle wrapped by that Quintesson and were like, yes, please. I see what's happening here and I would like to see more of it.
Oh, I forget what the arms do.
Less thoroughly saturating the market, but some people are saying that they are seeing Studio Series Devastation Optimus and the Studio Series Transformers 1 B127 Bumblebee at Walmart. Also the Retro G1 Bumblebee and Gears, that would be the reissue basically of the Netflix Bumblebee. So for all those people who for whom Bumblebee absolutely has to be a Volkswagen and miss that one. I only saw it, the Netflix one, I only saw it in a store like once and
I
very much regretted skipping it.
I don't remember if I only saw it once because I grabbed it. I think I saw it after that.
But that is once again available. Those are showing up. Those are on the big cards, which is kind of fun. Also, people are finding a restock of the Blocky Series 1 at Walmart, which I had heard secondhand that people saw before Christmas, but I never at any point saw a single Blocky at Walmart.
I haven't seen Blockies, period.
I'm kind of surprised that they're just getting more Series 1, but good for them. You know, hopefully we'll get more and more of that. That's right. I was thinking, didn't I have some other Blockies related experience? I made an AliExpress order for some random, like, retro game repair parts. And I threw in a single Blocky to get free shipping. And it was Sideswipe. So he was kind of my second choice because I wanted Red Alert because I have the Inferno already. But I do like Sideswipe a lot, so I was also very happy to get Sideswipe.
Oh. I guess Wasp and Pennyracer Bumblebee are the same height. I thought he had longer legs.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
I mean, it makes their vehicle modes are the same size, so it makes sense. I thought Bumblebee was leggier.
So more opportunities for blockies. Also, at least one person in Texas has reported finding a case of the Transformers One Blocky series at Walmart.
Ooh.
So, I mean, that's one I've been tempted to just buy the whole case off AliExpress. So, there you go. That's, again, with the Sentinel Primes. But also, like, if you're going to have a little toy that doesn't transform, it could be of a character who just doesn't transform. Like little Cogless buddies.
Yeah.
There are also...
Blokies are perfect for the Cogless.
We just saw these at Toy Fair last month, but the T-Turtle Transformers plushies that turn inside out, and they're just extremely round, and there's an Optimus Prime, and there's Bumblebee. They're very round. Mostly... I don't always go down the rabbit hole of this kind of merchandise, but T-Turtle stuff tends to be legit. It's usually a pretty good quality. So those also showing up at Walmart, being round buddies.
yeah, if I find one of those, it's ending up in my car and going to live in my car.
Also, Swapticons. Did we talk briefly about the Swapticons? Because I want to say we might have skipped them just...
I forget if we had them...
Because I thought about how it's been...
Yeah, for brevity.
...far too long since I got to make jokes about who was the top and who was the bottom in Transformers toys.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think we made that joke. Like, either we, like, breezed past them because they were just come out, or they came out, the news came out, like, right after... Somehow we skipped it. Yeah, I don't remember talking about Swapticons.
Yes, but
they're neat.
They're a thing.
Well,
I could pick some up on clearance, maybe.
Yeah, they're a neat new gimmick. It'd be okay to get a couple of them. And they're silly, and you could be like the front of a gorilla and the butt of an alligator and other nonsense.
If that was a thing that you wanted to do.
Yeah, because they're sort of like... Somewhere between MicroMaster Combiners and Pretender Duo Pretender? What was the... Oh, no, the ones that never came out was the Double Pretenders, right?
Yeah.
Or somehow they did something.
So those are...
Duo Cons, right. It's right there in front of me.
All of that stuff is allegedly at Walmart. I would not know. I know that, you know, some people are... For reasons that are outside of the scope of this podcast, some people may be avoiding Walmart right now. I personally, the only stuff in this wave that's really like I can't live without right now is the Age of the Primes Deluxes, and I have my dumb boys on pre-order at Hasbro Pulse, and I have Soulless Prime on pre-order at like Big Bad Toy Store, I think. So, you know, there's always independent retailers for this stuff, and hopefully they are going to be shipping that stuff out soon.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't know that Hasbro Pulse counts as an independent retailer, but go to Big Bad Toy Store, buy things from Entertainment Earth. They don't sponsor us, but, like, it's great that they're there, and we want them to continue being there, and they're generally run by pretty good people. So also, like, we're all adults these days. We can wait an extra month for stuff. We have a reasonable, like, feelings about the passage of time. Like, a month isn't that bad. We can wait a month.
Well, my normal thing is if I definitely want it, I'm going to pre-order it online.
Yes.
If I can live without it, I'll find it in a store like I did with Wasp.
Yeah. So I mean, like I said, I got my dumb boys on pre-order along with their adult supervision. And I can be patient. I've waited this long for them. I'll just fiddle with the Combiner Wars ones until then. Now, if you want the Age of the Primes Voyagers, which I think is just Prima Prime, you gotta go to GameStop.
Yes.
Which is convenient because there is always a GameStop over there. Wherever you are, there is a GameStop over there. There's a GameStop in this little tiny town that I'm in now. There was a GameStop in my old town.
There was the one GameStop I would more often go to is gone. Maybe it's a pizza place now or some
where
shit.
Where I lived at one point,
the other one might still
there was
be
a
there.
GameStop in the mall, and then there was also a GameStop in the shopping center across the street from the mall.
Oh, I think the one in the mall closed too. Maybe. I haven't been there in a while.
Well.
But there might be one of the three GameStops still here. Maybe two.
I do kind of miss the GameStop in my old town because...
Right, like the one, so many Funko Pops they didn't carry.
The lady who managed it absolutely talked me into pre-ordering and getting the Siege Jetfire reissue through them because I couldn't help myself. Because I'm too gay. I was too gay to say no.
Mostly annoyed because the one GameStop, like, that had, like, Kamen Rider model kits and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When I wanted to go there to get them, they stopped doing that anymore. Yeah, that might have been pandemic related that they had them before. Yeah. But when I could finally get back there, they didn't do that shit anymore. Aww. I was like, eh. I don't want Funko Pops.
Also, for...
Mr. Rocket Raccoon.
Oh. I mean, there's gotta be a GameStop somewhere. There's just probably one in some shopping center that you didn't think of.
Like I said, one, but it's not great. There aren't that many shopping centers. I mean, unless I want to drive to Syracuse, which I don't really want to do.
My one here in my new town just has very, like... comic shop guy from The Simpsons vibes, so that's sadly not as good as the one in my old town that was managed by a lady who knew Transformers stuff pretty okay and, like, ordered Devastation from a different store for me. So alas, that's okay. I don't need to go in there too often. I really want to get those candy cons, the, like, Switch controllers that have the Transformers shells on them.
Oh.
But I would have to decide between Hot Rod and Jazz, and that's not fair.
Oh, right, those.
I mean, I wouldn't have to decide, because the whole point of them is they have interchangeable faces.
Yeah.
So you buy the main controller, and then you could buy a Rodimus face and a Jazz face and just swap them out depending on your mood.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, there's also Devastator. Soundwave. Maybe there was one I thought about getting.
But my Switch Pro controller is perfectly good. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of Hot Rod and things shipping from online retailers, the Adamus Machina Rodimus has shipped...
Yeah.
Also, speaking of things I have spent a chunk of money on that I need to make up by selling off other things, because, you know...
Backfill later.
You know, I missed Cloud Rodimus, and I will never make that mistake again. So I had to get him... his hips and thighs cause a lot of difficulty and stress, and I feel like that's entirely appropriate. Just the way his thighs transform is very involved, and there's, like, some die-cast pieces interacting with plastic pieces in a way that you gotta be super careful with it.
It is uncomfortable.
Yeah. Or as I cross-posted from Discord over onto Blue Sky, one of our friends was saying something about how, you know, he's pretty sturdy, except the hip armor was definitely going to break, and I said, oh, I'll break his hip armor, all right. Sadly, I mean, I haven't broken it, but he's gorgeous. He is just absolutely, super pretty, just the amount of paint, just like different shades of red on him. And most of the metal, most of the die cast is in the legs, so he stands up really well. And he's he's just really satisfying. Frankly, you don't really need to put him into vehicle mode because, I mean, we go back to what I've said about G-Axis and how his vehicle mode was just an afterthought by a comic artist with no background in toy design. And I do feel like Alex Milne put a lot more thought into the alt modes than, you know, Derek Yaniger did. But I also think that he just looks like someone took his robot mode and rearranged it into a vaguely car shape.
Well, yes.
So, it's not like you turn him into a car and it's like, oh, look, it's a Ford Mustang or whatever. It's like, no, he's just, he looks like him in a different, like, lying down with some things folded up. So, it's okay. I got to tell myself I don't need to transform him because I'm going to break him.
Where does his ass end up in vehicle mode?
Just like in the...
Is like he thighs up or something?
At the middle of the vehicle.
Ah.
So, but it's... I'm sure you can look up videos. I'm sure there are lots of videos on YouTube at this point. I will say that I got mine, like, from Entertainment Earth, pre-ordered, like, the moment pre-orders went live, and it was $200. I think Robot Kingdom, maybe, had them listed in stock, and they want $230. So it looks like the places, the only places that have, and I know Big Bad Toy Store pre-sold out, and I think they wanted $220, so...
Big Bad is usually a little bit higher, but
sadly the price is not you gotta get him if you want him. You need to jump on that.
You already got him.
If you want him and you did not pre-order him already, you're gonna want to jump on him, because I think it's gonna be like Cloud Rodimus, and if you don't get him and you want him, you're gonna regret it.
Well, what if I want to wait for the purple recolor?
I mean, that's valid. Oh, God, I'm going to buy that, too, aren't I? I'm definitely going to buy that, too.
I'm more likely to buy that one.
It's a really good color scheme. I love that. Yeah. I mean, I've got Cryotech sitting right here on my desk as one of the few toys that I've actually pulled out of storage. So and he's that same color scheme. So I like those colors a lot. I'm going to have to buy it. So I will have at least learned my lesson about his hips and his thighs and how they in fact end lives. So up for pre-order, on the subject of pre-orders, a bunch of pre-orders did hit. The Missing Link RC in both her versions. There's the Dramatic Capture set that is all the Cybertron mode Autobots, which is fun. I know there was a reissue of the Bumblebee recently, and honestly, I should probably pick that up because mine yellowed horribly, and it breaks my heart. Not as much as my G-Axis's crotch yellowing. That really breaks my heart. There's the DevCon reissue. I think someone said that was also going to be carried by Target, but I'm not sure. I would say if you want the DevCon, just go ahead and pre-order him from Hasbro Pulse or similar. Yeah. Nova Prime and Nacelle have gone up.
Are back, yeah.
Nacelle was kind of notorious for having mold issues.
Oh.
Like mold.
Oh, literal mold.
Literal mold.
Toy mold.
Because of presumably like COVID era freight storage problems.
Yeah.
The shipment probably got stuck out at sea for too long, and not an unreasonable thing to be getting a re-release there. Also not re-releases, the Walmart exclusive Cybertron Excellion and Sideways are up for pre-order. I don't know. If you want them, Walmart exclusives are an absolute pain in the rear. Just order them off Hasbro Pulse.
Yeah.
Too many bad stories about people pre-ordering stuff on Walmart's site and ending up with, like, aromatherapy oils.
Yeah, or just being canceled.
Yeah, and maybe they'll show up in stores. I'm actually really mad because I missed the pre-order window on Pulse for Crystal Ball from G.I. Joe Classified.
Yeah, so did I.
Because, man, I love me some Stephen King. That
one, I know!
Looks super fun.
I found out right after I missed it that, oh, he actually designed Crystal Ball. Shit, now I want it more.
I just didn't, like, by the time I got out of bed that morning, he was sold out. Because normally their pre-sales are more like noon or 1 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, it was really early? I didn't notice that it had gone on sale until, like, well after noon. And I checked and it's like, oh, it's sold out. Shit.
Yeah. Look, I work second shift. I do not do things before 10. Also, now Target tends to be better. I mean, definitely through their website if you pre-order stuff. But also their exclusives pretty reliably actually show up in stores.
Yeah.
But also you can order through Hasbro Pulse the Perceptor getting his ass beat by some cassettes set.
Which I already did today.
I do really want that. Because I love Perceptor. I have been collecting cassettes. I mean, I got Steeljaw, so I might as well get Ramhorn.
Yeah, might as well get Ramhorn. I think I missed the last Ratbat. I missed some Ratbat.
I sat on a pre-order for Studio Series Frenzy with Entertainment Earth for like 6 months, and then it finally shipped, and I was very... Well, I was glad I didn't pay $40 for him at one of the conventions, because I had been tempted. But I was like, nope, I'm gonna leave it to Entertainment Earth, and it actually came through.
I haven't gotten a Perceptor in since G1, so I'll take it.
I do have the Studio Series Perceptor, but I will probably put him in my cell pile, and because this one is a little bit of an upgrade. So.
Yeah, it doesn't look that much different, but apparently, like, half of it is entirely new Perceptor or something.
But Target is also a lot better about actually putting their exclusives in stores.
Yes.
And sometimes there's coupons, sometimes there's discounts, so I'm gonna see. Also, my cats are loudly chasing each other up and down the stairs. It's great. It's great that they can do that without me thinking about downstairs neighbors. So there's that. But yeah, those are available for pre-order now. So it's lots of stuff shipping, lots of pre-orders suddenly charging, and now new pre-orders for your future getting sudden charge card warning needs. So I guess we're going to have kind of a short discussion, because the best thing that we can think of to discuss is the one big news item that we have left off so far, which is Transformers Wild Looking.
Yes, which... We've known, like, for months that it was coming, and there were little sketchy black and white pictures of stuff, but we didn't entirely know what they were.
I didn't know for sure it was Transformers until we saw the like, actual color pictures of them with Optimus Prime and Megatron.
Well, no, Optimus and Megatron, like, in the little tiny grainy early black and white toy pictures from months ago, I'm pretty sure that Optimus and Megatron were in there.
Ah.
It was just grainy and hard to tell what anything else was.
I figured it was like that Shinkansen line that they have that is just not for U.S. audiences. But this is also not for U.S. audiences. But it's Transformers.
Yeah, so it should show up at some online stores.
I think our friend who is involved with Entertainment Earth said that they are not getting it.
Oh,
but I don't know if Big Bad Toy Store is going to carry it, because it is very much considered... It's sort of like Transformers Go.
Yeah, it's in that weird, like, very niche thing. Yeah, I don't remember Big Bad ever got Go.
I think some of the stores might have got them, some of the online stores, but they weren't as widely carried.
Yeah, I mostly remember seeing them on eBay for a lot.
But they are very much, I mean, Hasbro's not going to import them.
No.
They're very much like the kid-focused line, which...
Yeah, because I think people are trying to figure out, like, because there are no reference photos of these with other toys to compare exactly what they are. But guessing by, like, 5mm size holes, like, the Optimus and Megatron are Voyager-sized? Maybe bigger?
Yeah, it's... I mean, I couldn't really tell how big they were. I mean, I guess if they're the middle, they seem to be the middle of a combiner.
Yeah.
So that's... Voyager size is reasonable for the middle of a combiner.
And the limbs are a series of elemental-themed animals. With yes. silly names.
I mean, I kind of like that they're element themed. That's yeah. kind of fun, but...
It's neat, but goofy.
Yeah.
I'm confused why they didn't use Long Rack as the name of the giraffe. It's light long.
Aw.
Well, I guess for lightning, because he's the yellow lightning elemental.
But also he is long because he is a giraffe.
Yeah.
He is long because he is giraffe.
And the transformations like of the limbs, it seems like there's two different ones, possibly, or maybe they're swapping arms and legs between them. Lots of shared parts, except for the animal heads and some other things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a giraffe, an elephant, a mammoth, a T-Rex. Supposedly there's also a spinosaur and a cat that we haven't seen pictures of yet, but we're in some listing somewhere.
I do like cats.
Yeah.
The
elephant looks weird.
It seems like something that I would probably, I would consider buying if they were an American retail release and just out yeah. on the shelves, but I can't see going through the trouble of importing them.
Yeah, this is very much a thing that, like, if I see one at a convention, I'll probably pick up one of the limbs, just for the heck of it.
Yeah, I mean...
But I'm not gonna really go out of my way to get...
The limbs do seem sort of neat.
The T-Rex or whatever.
It is leaning into Takara's whole thing that is really noticeable with their crossover lines of everything having to be Optimus Prime or Megatron.
Yeah.
Which is a little... I don't love it. Like, I like that, you know, Gigatron is his own guy, or Gigawatt is his own guy, and Ectotron is his own guy, and
yeah.
it's not... I mean, there was also an Optimus Prime that was in Ghostbusters Colors, but that was different because it was just Optimus Prime as a truck, just in those colors. There's
well, this is a case where it's fine because we're also getting new characters as the limbs.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice That's to something. Get new characters. I just
even if they do mostly look like they should be Zords.
I mean, I'm not opposed to new characters, but yeah, that's part of why I didn't realize they were Transformers at first, because they do have more of a like Sentai robot. Or even Brave kind of feel to them.
Or not even that.
Like, I don't mind us getting new characters. It's fun when we've gotten it in, like, the
yeah.
legacy lines. Like, we got new Junkion characters, and that was fun because they were Junkions, and yeah. Junkions are a thing that exists in Transformers. And
yeah, the aesthetic of the new limb guys, or maybe it's not even Sentai. It almost like knockoff Beast Wars.
Yeah,
I want to say.
They do kind of feel like something that you'd see on Amazon with... Like,
the dinosaurs.
No, they do not look like dinosaurs.
Well, they're not chromed, so no, but...
And they don't have skeletons.
Well, look at that weird elephant. Tell me that isn't an elephant corpse painted blue.
Fucking dinosaur. Stupid dinosaurs. It's bad. So bad. But I mean, also, it does kind of fall under that, like, this is not, I am not the target audience for this.
No.
But, I mean, they do seem like they're fun, and for people who just want, like, fun for people who like fun, I guess. If you like fun.
Yeah, it's a goofy new gimmick. We like gimmicks.
Yeah. Goofy new
Even
gimmicks.
If they don't
are fun.
All work.
I don't know. Maybe if I see them in person, but also I don't know that I need to like make excuses to buy more things when I just dropped $200 on stupid sexy Rodimus.
Yes.
It's one of those things that I'm glad it's out there for the people who are into it, but between Takara's need to make everything be Optimus Prime or Megatron and them just kind of looking more like Sentai robots than I think of Transformers as looking.
But also like it's its own continuity family of after the war, when Optimus and Megatron are friends again.
Oh no.
And then something something alien planet whatever.
Oh no.
I didn't read that. Yeah, it's wackiness. It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, is there gonna be like an anime?
I think it's just gonna be like shorts on YouTube or something. Because they put out the trailer thingy for it. And it's half like, oh, Optimus is in CG. And then the rest of it is just limited animation with the toys.
It's going to be content is what it is. It's going to be content.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, it's not a full series. And it's sort of even less than Transformers Go was. But more because Transformers Go only came on, like, CDs that were in some magazine, I think.
I mean, it's good that Kids Market stuff exists. I like that Kids Market stuff exists. I'm not the market for Kids Market stuff.
Or
it's
well,
fine.
Not even that this is that weird. This is of the same level as, what was it called? The Core Combiners.
Yeah, Power, you know, they made me think of Power Core Combiners. They reminded me of Power Core Combiners.
Yeah, the shorts of those may not even exist anywhere anymore.
No! Ugh. God damn
I mean,
it.
Somebody probably saved them and put them on YouTube, but, like, wherever they were is gone.
I'll have to find where they are. I'll have to see if somebody has them on YouTube, and then I'll have to download them. And I'm thinking about having, like, a whole project that's just saving all of that ephemera and scans of comics and just making a properly categorized library on a big external backup drive. But, you know, maybe someday when I have any time at all. I think that is about it for this time. I think probably every 2 weeks is a good
every two or three,
because there's not
so we don't get too far behind.
There's not stuff to talk about every week unless you want to really go digging.
No,
and it's not like we're buying piles and piles of stuff. Do you like Wasp? Is Wasp fun?
Oh yeah, he's great. He's very small and really complex.
He's just a little guy.
Well,
he's just a little guy who got framed.
Because I'm just remembering, like, the original animated Bumblebee Deluxe was a really big deluxe.
Yeah, he was a chunky
deluxe. And this
deluxe
is a more appropriately scaled guy.
Yeah.
For with the Voyager bulkhead. So, yeah, he's cute. He's good. There's a few fiddly bits in transformation, but overall, really good. Lots of detail.
Mm-hmm. Good. I like my Rodimus. He's so pretty.
Yay.
I put him on my nightstand so I can wake up and see that there is beauty in the world.
Oh.
He's so good. Hopefully next time we may have more information about, you know, how what kind of numbers Lyokaiser finally does. So I'm holding out for Clipper, hoping.
It'd be neat.
Little pink Micromaster. She'll be adorable.
Hmm. Well, wouldn't she just be a redeco of something? Is that one already out?
No, I think she'd have to be a remold.
Like... Oh, okay.
She looked kind of similar to Hyperdrive, but was the Hyperdrive that came out in Siege or whichever line it was just like, didn't look that much like the G1 one. It was just a recolor of someone else. Mm. So they'd really have to do a new tooling, but I mean, Micromasters aren't that much to tool, right? Right? It's easy. It's easy. I'm sure it's not that easy.
Yeah.
But I bet they could do it. And Vic, we could get like a little like Jan figurine. I'm being overly ambitious.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is it for us for tonight. We're going to go to bed and dream of Severance and or Mickey 17.
Dream of all the previous Mickeys.
So many. I mean, 16 of them. That's so many.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, 18, actually.
All right. That is it.
I think it was based upon a book.
I think so.
Now I got to find the book. Oh, Mickey 7.
That's like 10 fewer.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as many. Anyway, good night, and remember that your Audi is proud of you.
Be nice to critters.
All right.
Goodbye.